Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Mertrees, how are you doing?
Okay, she doesn't have a voice yet, but kind of let the folks know that you are up and running.
Yes, I said good morning, good morning. And how are you?
Oh.
Yes, Marcus, good morning. And your phone must be letting you down because we didn't hear your response. Anyway, welcome, good morning. Hope you're feeling great. And if you're not, you got some wonderful weather here in the Virgin Islands. I'm saying that because it's cool. We are awaiting the presence of the tropical storm. What it was called? Fiona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's nice and rainy, just the way you would like it. Nice and cool and a little rain and a little overcast. The blistering heat that we've had a couple of days, a couple of weeks, for the last couple of months, I should say, is nowhere in sight right now. But we're just waiting the presence.
That's good.
To welcome the tropical storm Fiona.
Well, it would have done some damage over there in Guadeloupe, so we have to pray for those folks over there in Guadeloupe. Hope there's no loss of or anything of that sort. I saw some videos this morning. Lots of water running in the streets and guts and what have you. But folks, we just wanted to know that we are here and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so. We go until high noon in our neck of the woods. And wherever you are, you know, adjust your time to suit that 3 hour range of time that we have here. As I said, it's the 17th day of September. And of course, I have to welcome back myself from a 2 week sabbatical. And for good reason, I would think, one which would stand the test of time. And we're going to have Barbara say the prayer this morning, so she's standing by for that. But in the meantime, folks, remember you two can be a part of this conversation. 563-999-3693. That will get you in. You push the 1, and you will become audible. So again, just want to say, pleasant good morning to each and every one. Colonel, do you have something to say before we get the prayers going and we do some house cleaning and some housekeeping?
Well, just that, you know, we would want to welcome all the fans, friends, and supporters of our Saturday morning entertainment show program. Hope that everything is doing well. And we go on to say we cross our hands and hope for the best for the people over there in Guadeloupe who have suffered the impact of the storm, and await to see what else it does. Now we have a way of surviving these naturally occurring events. So we have the wherewithal to live in harmony with nature as far as, you know, the Creator has endowed us. But so we are anticipating surviving whatever comes our way at this time.
Okay, and with that, I think we're going to start with some prayer. We're going to summon Sister Barbara, my lovely wife. She's going to take us off in prayer. Bobby, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
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 Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara.
How are you? Good morning.
Well.
Morning, Mertrice. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there. Thank God I'm alive. So, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Doing great.
Okay, let's
go ahead and petition God. Yes, doing good. Father, you're awesome and you're great and you're wonderful there, Father. And we love you because you're a great God that before the foundation of the world, there, God, you knew us and that you had a plan for us. We thank you for another morning of health and strength and life, there, God. We thank you today that as Cardinal and Iva would have this radio program, that it would bless hearts and souls and their Father, people that are down and out, people that are rejoicing, whatever circumstances they're in at this time. Father, we pray that they would look to you and thank you, dear God, that you're a loving Heavenly Father, that you have their best interests at heart. We thank you. We praise you for all that you have done. Remember those who are suffering at this time in the hospital? Dear God, I pray that you would visit them even at their bed, that you would comfort them, dear God. Lord Jesus, I pray for those who are incarcerated today that you would continue to minister to them. And Lord, help them to realize and know that you continue to have a will and a plan for their life. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And we give you thanks for the great things that you're going to do through this program today. And to you be all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The host gone.
Yeah. Pardon all, Iva. Hello.
Yeah, we just hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
If you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit.
You're not hearing me?
Let's get him while we got him, all right?
Hello?
This is a song I should have got. Y'all would help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
I'm so sorry. Who?
Yeah, I was speaking to the wrong phone. So sorry about that. That's funny. Speaking to a muted phone instead of this one. But we're going to get back to this song here. We want to thank Sister Barbara for the opening prayer. And again, we want to say we're remembering the folks over there in Guadeloupe. They seem to have gotten the brunt of Fiona so far. Think it's ducted as usual. Think it's a Nevis. Understood they just have some rains over there drizzling, but nothing to complain about. So I sure will get some further updates on that when they come through, probably in the second hour. But, you know, we're into the inspirational portion. Let's go ahead and just do some house cleaning. Of course, the first portion we have our inspirational portion. That takes up until the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, we'll have our sports in brief. Hopefully David will be on cue with that. EPL is going full blast. West Indies would have named their squad to go down under to contest the World Cup, 2020 World Cup. So I'm sure we'll be hearing much about that. Tennis and a young gun would have just blazed the trail, 19-year-old, number one in the world. I'm sure we'll hear something about that as well. And of course we'll have anniversaries, birthdays, and events that would have taken place on this historical date. And that will be coming compliments. Mr. Audie Watson, Canon Mills, would be lending his voice to that portion. And, of course, we expect to hear Dawn and Debbie at 11:45 this morning to tell us about the good works they're doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda, where they're helping the less fortunate ones over there, so, and they're trying to go global with it as well. So they're not going to stick and stay to Antigua and Barbuda. Of course, Karen will have a commentary for us, and we have some other events that are taking place. We have Independence Day in St. Kitts and Nevis come Monday. We have the farewell homegoing ceremony for Queen Elizabeth II. That's happening also on Monday. That's a holiday down in St. Kitts and Nevis. And we have a few things that we don't speak about because the Queen's death has now sparked a whole lot of I can say, difference between the haves and the have-nots. And we would have heard of Mahatma Gandhi on this day when he was jailed several times by the British for his political activism. I'm sure we'll have something on that as well. And, you know, the governors over there, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, they have locked in on the immigrants to use them as pawns, I guess, for the upcoming election. We can have a say on that also. But of course, you know, you two can join the conversation and you can have your own talk because, it, after all, it's your show and we will entertain you. As long as it meets our broadcast standard, you will be aired and you will be heard. So what else can we say here in the first hour? We're not going to take it much longer in talk because I want to say a special good morning to Kathleen. This is her segment, and I'm not going to rain on her parade. It doesn't make sense. I don't want to be chastised. I don't want to get whooped over my back. So here we go.
If you clap loud enough, he makes things just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right? This is a song I should have got. Y'all will help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that. The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find no guide. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around, down there, couldn't find no guide. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to come. Grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Did you search all over, baby? Should I search all over? Couldn't find a lie. Searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's great. Nobody's great. My favorite part, we're gonna go back in a minute, but lift your hands and say,
and nobody can heal like you can.
Say it together.
I have a special request from since yesterday. Someone said they wanted to hear Audley's voice. So let me see if I can get a small snippet of Audley's voice. I sure I can. Let's see.
Side by side by Maya Patel. Maya, oh yeah. Make me feel like I wanna do Rosemary. Oh yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What yardstick would you use to make the great work of Martin? I don't think there's any way and any formula other than what he would have done already. Gave up his life, hung from a cross, placed between a thief and a robber, and he paid for our sins. How great is that? How great thou art.
For all the master to me, for all the truth, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you make true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby.
And feel that you the
Yeah, folks, well, like today, I hope you enjoyed the inspirational portion. And now we're going to be having the man to do that. None other than Mr. Daniel. The man who played the life. Or is it the name? It is Maitland. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Marty. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night. Before I get into the sports, Ivor, I'd like to say congratulations to the Apple couple. Mr. and Mrs. Henry, my wife and I say congrats to you both. Hoping you guys live a long and happy life and be prosperous. Yeah. Also, on my mind here is the storm that is bearing down on the Caribbean as we speak. So I'm hoping, you know, people are taking precaution and staying safe here. Wishing everyone all the best that they come out of that on the better side of it. And no one get hurt or anything. Okay, as I said, I'm moving right into sports, and I'm going to start off with tennis. We now have two giants that are retired from the game of tennis within a week's time. So we're wishing them all the best in their endeavors going forward. You know, Serena Williams and Rafael Nadal had retired from the game of tennis. So those are two huge shoes that need to be filled by the youngsters coming forward. So let's hope they can live up to the standard that was set by both players. Now I go into local cricket, Ivor, and this weekend in the South Florida Premier League / South Florida Cricket Alliance T20 tournament, they're into their quarter final. And they have quite a number of games here that is going to be played. You have Coconut Creek versus St. Lucie at Brantico Park North. It starts at 10. You have BCC Ignite versus Challengers at Trade Winds at 10. We have Merville versus Ambassador at Nearmar Regional Park North at 10. And we have Atlantic versus Tropics at Sports Park at 10 a.m. And St. Best versus Miami Chargers at 10. And that would be at Mack Ground. Then from 2 o'clock, we'd have South India Tuskers versus United U.S. Cricket Academy. They're playing at the Lauderdale Sports Park. That is at 2 p.m. Miami Lions versus Florida Cricket Academy. They're at Mack Ground, and that is 2 p.m. And Palm Beach Hurricane versus Eagles at Grand Prix Cologne North, and that is at 3 p.m. Also, it's been rumored, Ivor, that the three leagues will be merging and be playing in a 30-over tournament starting October. I think it's been rumored October 16th, I think. My memory serves me correct. And those three leagues will merge and play a tournament so that they're supposed to get together and form one league to play down here locally. Now we move on to cricket, and I'm going to start with the U.S. versus Namibia game. And the U.S. doesn't seem to be doing too well against Namibia, because this might be their third loss to them. So Namibia, they played last night our time, and Namibia made 254 for 5. Gerard Ramos getting 87 from 72 ball. He has 9-4 and a 6. So Andre Lorenz getting 57, and Stefan Broadley got 53, and J.J. Smith getting 29 knockouts. So there go the main contributors with the bat, bowling for U.S. It is Suraj Natal. Valkar, he got 3 for 55. That's it, the main bowler there. The U.S. taking with it. And then when U.S. batted, they only made 186 for 7 with Karanja Singh getting 32. Punang Patel getting 30. Sanraj getting 29. And Jaskaram Mahaltra getting 22. And Narush getting 27. And Cameron Stephen getting 28. It seems as if I'm looking at this Ivor, a lot of batsmen get start but could not carry on, including our very own Steve Taylor. He got only 13, but you know the batters get a start but did not seem to carry on. So then bowling for Namibia is Bernard Kings, get 3 for 19 from 10 overs with 2 maidens in that. And Sergen Lugami getting 2 for 29 from 6. So the Namibia won by some 69 runs. So I read that U.S. No, 68. Sorry, U.S. doesn't seem to be doing good down there in that tournament. There it's a Division II World Cup, as it is called. The U.S. is not doing too well. We now turn to the CPL, Ivor. CPL, we're going to start the Thursday night game. The JTs, Jamaica Tallawas, they won by 6 runs via the DLS method with the Barbados Royals getting 146 for 6. They're 20. Quinton de Kock came there and they made a blistering 74 from 43 balls. David Miller getting 34 from 27. And Ryan Connell getting 15 from 15. Bowling for the Tallawas. Iman Wazim getting 3 for 14 from 3. When Tallawas batted, they were cruising and until the rain came and they got into some real problems there with wickets tumbling just after the break. They end up with 126 for 5 when the rain came a second time from 17, with Brandon King getting 46 from 33. and Ajangu getting 29 from 18. Jamar Brooks getting 18 from 17. With Jason Hole at the pick there with 3 for 33 from 4. Mobin McCoy, 2 for 19 from 3. Now, incidentally, there are some games on today, Ivor. And with St. Lucia Kings versus Kentucky Navy's Patriot, that game is delayed due to a wet all-season. The Talawas will take on KKR at 7 o'clock. We also have the women tournament that is affected by that storm there, Storm Fiona. It's affecting that game nowadays. West Indies will now play New Zealand. The first ODI is starting on the 19th. So that match there is pushed back from today to the 19th. It should have started yesterday, but it's now pushed back to the 19th. Now we're going to go with the hot topic of the day, Ivor, is this West Indies team that was selected. And I don't think the selectors or anyone there has any backbone. Talk about two players that should not be selected. This is Sheldon Cottrell and Evan Lewis. So the team, Ivor, is Nicholas Puran, Ravman Powell. Puran is captain, Ravman Powell is vice captain. It's Yannick Carrier, Johnson Charles, Sheldon Cottrell, Sunan Meyer, Jason Mulder, Akil Hussain, Azari Joseph, Brendan King, Evan Lewis, Kyle Mears, Aubrey McCoy, Raymond Reefer, and Odin Smith. Now, you know, my beef, and I was listening to Fazir Ahmed on the YouTube last night, talking to Sports Max, and he shared the same view that I share, that Evan Lewis especially should not be there in the way that he treated West Indies. And as Fazir used it, that these players, they use West Indies team as a doormat. They step on it. They play when they feel like. Now, as I said, my beef is that it's like last year when there was no other cricket for them to earn any money, they come and they're committed and they're ready to play for West Indies. And I think the chairman and selector don't have a backbone, don't have a leg to stand on, and there's nothing that he said that I would know, take his word at face value, because Lewis tell him to his face that he's not taking a fitness test. He's not interested in playing for West Indies, but all of a sudden now he's interested to play for West Indies. But I know you guys will discuss that more at length on the cricket show tomorrow. But that's just my take on what's happening here with the West Indies team and Evan Lewis. Okay, Ivor?
Yeah.
That's going to be good for me, local and international.
We have a correction, David. You did say that Nadal would have retired, but I really think you meant Roger Federer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, Roger Federer. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, Ivor. Thanks for the correction,
And thanks to Leon. Also, because Leon would have brought it before.
Yeah.
He's listening. Yeah. He spotted it.
Yeah.
But you said it right.
Yeah.
The heavyweights will be in tomorrow at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And they're going to give you the some strong opinions. And I can tell you right now that the chairman of selectors and the other selectors and captain would have listened to the show last week when we mentioned Johnson Charles' name. And all of a sudden, Johnson Charles, who's been left for dead, name has appeared on that roster. I know they're listening. We decided, I said last week, when Johnson Charles battles food with ones, making ones down in Australia, came back to the West Indies looking an open batsman and they overlooked him. Now they remembered his exploits. And now they decide, well, we're going to take him down to Australia and those bouncy wickets because he's an attacking batsman. And
you're going to say a Johnson charge, which, you know, for me, it's a far about. But, you know, we pick Lewis that is supposed to be this batting destroyer. It's gone to the Desmond Ainge in that interview that I heard with Bishop. But this guy hasn't, how much runs has this guy put up into the CPL so far? How much runs have this guy put up into the CPL that he's going to pick him?
Well, everybody
the
goes
same
for
way.
A lean patch. But if you ask me, I do not dwell too much on this fitness that entails this yo-yo test and doing stuff other than what cricket is doing. So I don't make too much about you trying to tell somebody you have to do some yo-yo test, jump through some tires, and kind of stuff. When I know you're stamina, you can run between the wickets, you can chase balls, you can catch, you can bat. That's what I want for cricket. I don't want to know you can run 100 yards in 11 seconds.
Yeah, but Tyler, if you look at it, I'm going to use Andre Russell for an example. That we take him to the World Cup, or we pick him and put him in a game, and all of a sudden he's fit. While he's down there playing the ice.
That's something different now. If your knees are bad and your ankles are bad, back bad and those things, yeah, those don't get healed overnight. I'm talking about fitness in terms of a guy can run.
Yeah, but we're going to be different than that.
And you also went down to St. Lucia down there to sit on a bench and all that kind of stuff there. I remember one time, you leave out a youngster just to put him to sit on the bench. He wasn't fit and those nonsense. No, I'm agreeing with you with that. But like I said, the fitness where they're bringing in yo-yo test, and you have to run 50 yards or 100 yards in a certain amount of time. I don't believe in that. Because if Joaquin Cornwall can go out there and slam the ball around and bowl his overs and take catches in the field for me, and just because he can run a 50-yard dash in 6 seconds, you're not picking him? I'm not agreeing with not selecting a player because of that. But he has everything else. Everything else. Good mannerism, he can speak, he can do, but you just can't jump through some tires. Or you can't jump over a 4 feet run or something. You're bringing things that doesn't entail cricket. But nonetheless, every way it's going to have that and much more tomorrow. And we have to say congratulations to the new upcoming star there in tennis. He took out Nadal, so maybe that's why you had Nadal on your mind. What
Francis Tiafoe.
10:19 now. We're gonna jump into birthdays, anniversary, and events that would have taken place on this date. But just before that, Colonel, we're gonna give you a big hail up there. Colonel, David is waiting. Don't tell me. You tell him.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Colonel.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure that you can hear me, because sometimes I will try to silence my voice so that I don't, and then he tell you what I say. I got to make sure that you're hearing it.
So I got to
keep a close eye on him, Roman. So anyway, I don't keep him in line. I know you're gonna help me to do that. Plus, we got more truth on the sideline listening. We're gonna.
I'm saying, and that he's trying to silence Barbara too. But we, you know, we can talk about it.
But hey, well, David, I was going to say that, but anyway.
So, you know, me and Barbara is close, man. We're good friends, so he's trying to work on Barbara, but we got Barbara covered.
So I know that. I just didn't tell him anything yet.
too. Okay. Let me greet the special friends of the Saturday morning entertainment show. So I'll go up to New York and say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs and Nisbet. Hoping that you're having a great day with us today. I'm enjoying a great day here in the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean. We are expecting some summer rain. Some people call it a storm. We hope that it's no more than the rain. And it has caused some damage over there in Guadeloupe, and we sympathize with the people over there in Guadeloupe. But we know they'll get it back together soon. We're with them. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Alma. Alma took early refuge since yesterday. She says, I'm leaving home. I'm going to have some company. But, you know, like all of us here in the Caribbean, the people in St. Martin are going to use this to have a nice little party. They're going to get together, they're going to fry some Johnny cake, and they're going to have fun while the storm is passing. You're not going to kill their spirit. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. And good morning to all the friends and supporters over there in St. Martin. Let me move on to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, who's right back over there in St. Kitts, having enjoyed a wonderful summer holiday in the UK. Said she wasn't going to attend the Queen's funeral, so she head on home, and she's back in St. Kitts. Good morning, Lynette. They probably still have the seat for you at the gathering for the Queen's funeral, but maybe they can give that to David, Iva. Going over to Nevis, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff out there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. Hope that you are having a great day with us in spite of the impending storm or what it might have left behind. I'm going to go across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Omel hasn't told me yet whether she's in mourning or what the case might be. But she's over there in the UK and looking at the proceedings. And, you know, the biggest event right now in the UK is the ceremony surrounding the passing of their beloved Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, they love her so much. Anyway, we can talk about that. Good morning, Umel. Hoping that you are having a great time there with us. And I know that you're probably just sitting and waiting for Chelsea and Liverpool to clash so that you can get something to tell Leon. Good morning. Have a great day. And hope that you're having that great day with us. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people over there in Fort Lauderdale. To Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing okay with all his challenges. Give us a buzz, Elimat. Let us know how you're doing. Say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, a little brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest Miami, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I'm hoping that you're keeping up with what's going on in the CPL and how the guys are doing over there. I know you're going to complain that you could have done much better in some cases, but, you know, just call me and let me know that. I'll get to laugh. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm good morning to Monique Yvette Barbara, having a great time over there in Georgia, I hope, and even better, know that they're joining us here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. And I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne. Oh, she had a ball at the wedding. She had fun doing everything, including the mischief that she usually does, and having a great laugh at it, and giving me a great laugh about it. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you are continue to have a great time, because without your fun, where would I be? And finally, I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, enjoying the inspirational hour. She keeps it alive. That's the inspirational hours favorite fan, good morning to you. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Enjoy the show.
May all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
This is your birthday song.
We're going to go straight into birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So, kind of go ahead.
Of course. And these come from the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today, September 17th, 260th day of 2022. Wow, we got 105 days left. Wow, it's coming down to that. Today is the birthday of Jaya Sharma out of India, Vikram Singh and Sandeep Taiji. And it's also the birthday of famed off-spinner Ravi Chandran Ashwin out of South Africa, Honest Buck. So Donald Currie, Frank Nicholson out of New Zealand, Leslie Watt, James Neesham, better known as Jimmy Neesham, out of the West Indies. We have Tremaine Smart, a female cricketer out of Guyana. Brentford Beaton, also out of Guyana. Out of England, Peter Lever, Jodie Dibble, a female cricketer. Out of Ireland, Greg Thompson. Out of the Netherlands, Bradley Kruger. Out of Australia, Kenny Byrne. Out of Pakistan, Bilawal Bharti. Out of Czech Republic, Sazib Buyan. Today is the birthday of Patrick Mahomes, the third African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, and football fans would know who the next two are. His hired is famed for a $503 million contract extension, which is the most expensive in sporting history. The boy making big bucks. American actor John Ritter, Jack Chopra of the Three's Company fame. Hank Williams, American singer and songwriter. He was born in 1923. Narendra Modi, that's the Prime Minister of India since 2014. Phil Jackson, NBA player and coach. That's basketball player and coach. He's 77. Rashid Wallace, basketball player. Malik Yoba, singer and actor. Paul Benedict, an actor of the Jeffersons fame. Jimmy Johnson, not that Jimmy Johnson, football coach, a race car driver. B.B. Winans, a gospel singer and a member of the Norton Winans family group. Doug E. Fresh, he's a rapper. Agostinho Neto, the MPLA leader of the first president of Angola. Ruby Foster, former basketball pitcher and the founder of the Negro National League. I have to say that very carefully because, it's one of those organizations I remember fondly and remember with regret when that league was dismantled to make way for the NLB. MLB, the Major League Baseball. Paula Jones, okay, she's got the fame that I would not want to defame. In 1598, Dutch sailors came into Mauritius, the island of Mauritius, and they called it, you know what the Europeans call it, they called it a discovery. In 1683, a Dutch scientist, Anton van Leeuwenhoek, is the first European to report the existence of bacteria. Fortunately, the Africans knew that long time before. In 1778, the first treaty between the U.S. And one of the Indian tribes sound at Fort Pitt in Pittsburgh. In 1787, the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, is signed by 39 members of its delegation at the Philadelphia Convention. In 1835, Charles Darwin lands in Chatham in the Galapagos, where he is claimed to have done all experiments that brought forth the book Origin of the Species, where he say he knows how evolution occurred. In 1848, abolitionist, I prefer to call her
liberator, Harriet Tubman, escapes a slavery plantation in Maryland with two of her brothers. Later, she orchestrated what was known as the Underground Railroad. My favorite statement of Harriet Tubman, he said, "I freed thousands and could have freed thousands more if only they knew there were slaves." In 1861, the first class of escaped African people were taught by Mary Peake at Fortress Monroe, Virginia, which is now Hampton University. In 1872, Philip Pratt patents his sprinkler system for extinguishing fires. Also in 1872, the Commonwealth of Australia is proclaimed. In 1911, the first transcontinental airplane flight, New Pasadena, California, New York to Pasadena, California in 82 hours and 4 minutes, something like that, probably 8 hours and 4 minutes. Okay. In 1914, Andrew Fisher becomes the Prime Minister of Australia for the third time. In 1922, Radio Moscow began transmitting at 12 kilowatts as the most powerful radio station. In 1926, a hurricane hits Miami and Palm Beach, Florida, and about 450 people died or were killed. In 1931, the first long plane record created by the RCA Victor out of New York City. The venture failed, but eventually in 1934, Victor releases its first 33 1/3 revs per minute recording, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. In 1940, Adolf Hitler indefinitely postpones what he calls Operation Sea Lion, where he planned to invade Britain. He eventually did it in 1941. In 1847, Jackie Robinson is named Rookie of the Year. Did I say 1847? It should have been 1947. Jackie Robinson is named Rookie of the Year in baseball by the Sporting News. In 1953, Ernie Banks becomes Chicago Cubs' first black player. Again, that's in baseball. In 1956, television is first broadcast in Australia. In 1960, the Cuba nationalizes the U.S. banks. In 1972, the TV comedy MASH, adapted from the movie, debuts on CBS in the U.S. In 1978, Anwar Sadat, Prime Minister of Egypt, and Menachem Begin, Prime Minister of Israel, in the company and under the guidance of Jimmy Carter, the President of the United States, signed what became known as the Camp David Accords. It was a framework for peace. It was supposed to be the framework for peace in the Middle East. You know, but that peace ain't come yet. What we get is the Palestinians are being stripped to pieces. In 1983, Vanessa Williams is crowned the 56th Miss America and the first black Miss America. You know, later on, they found an excuse to take the crown from her. In 2019, Indonesia raises the female marriage age to 19, in line with males, to curb child marriages. Those are your thoughts, historical notes, birthdays and anniversaries, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson.
Well, let me just go ahead and say congratulations to Mother B. She has been recognized, and Monday will be the day. We're praying for good weather when her name would be called loud on national radio to receive an award. That'd be just my
dedication to education.
Yes, on the I was saying that'll be my birthday on the 15th as well. And I have a slow birthday coming up. 18th, Whitney. 19th, Marnie. And Independence in St. Kitts and Nevis as well. 20th, Miss Ciara Henry. So September. Leanne has ruled in the roost, man. I'm telling you, September. Big things are going on in September. Well, just before, remember we're standing by for the ladies at 10:45. But guess who we found? Guess who is online, Cardinal? You would not know.
I probably
tell us about the weather. You're going to tell us about St. Kitts. You're going to tell us about England. You're going to tell us about a whole slew of things.
I'm thinking it's Lynette. Okay. Lynette, got a lot.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lynette.
Morning, good morning, everybody.
Okay, we have enough feedback here. Let's correct that.
Yes, there's a feedback, an echo.
Okay, how about that? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah,
yes, I'm fine. Everything is fine in St. Kitts, Nevis, so far. We're just having a lot of rain, which we need, because we were low on water, so thanks for the rain.
One thing I can say that you're true to form. You say when you come on here, you're going to say nothing to Murchison or David, and you really meant what you said.
Well, you said something else. You ain't even give me a chance. Well, sir.
You said
anyway, morning, Murchison, and morning, Cardinal, and morning, David, and good morning. Kathleen, good morning.
So you're million
and I did say everybody. And everybody includes everybody I didn't call.
well, you and Leanne are going to get on too well, because Leanne was saying good morning to you too.
Oh,
you know,
and a special morning to Leanne, and I'm special morning to Phil, because you did not go and call, look for Phil this morning.
You know, Lynette. I ever want you to start calling names, so just in case you, I ever want you to start listing names, just in case you forget, he can say. You know what you're going to say?
That's why I say good morning to everybody.
There
and that includes everybody who is listening from abroad.
you know
we just
live in
Troublemaker, so that's what happened.
Everyone's in Troublemaker. But then
morning, Troublemaker, because you could have just leave it alone. I said morning to everybody. Anyway, I'm here enjoying the rain.
Well, let me hold on, because I have one last message for you. Dennis was asking me if it's true that you say you don't want to talk to him. Dennis, he's over there.
Dennis?
Yeah, he asked me if it's true.
Dennis still in the UK?
He said you went to the UK and he didn't look for him. That's what he said.
Oh, dear. I was trying to look for the queen before she died.
Dennis, you lose her. Sorry. Morning, Dennis.
Remember, she's my queen. So, yes, condolences to all the British citizens around the world.
Yes. We all go up on the queen, man. I hope nobody gets with God, because I might say we were singing God Save the Queen and she looked like she's not saved. Because she's gone. So all this lot of singing we were doing, God Save the Queen, that went for naught?
He didn't tell you, did he say anything about saving the Queen from death?
All right then.
Well, what does it mean?
God save the Queen,
what does that mean?
The only thing I could think it means that
God did save her. She lived to 96.
God can save the queen from you.
Me? He wasn't me. He wasn't me in the bedroom.
It wasn't you, right? It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
That's the only thing I could figure out. That we were supposed to sing God save the queen. God save the queen from us.
Oh. So God saved her. She's had a very long, luxurious. She can't ask for more. God has been good to her. So.
Same thing. and all of Julia's life came at my expense. So no wonder they didn't want to sing God Save the Queen. God save her, from me.
Okay.
She's good. She's
all right. Mm, she all right wherever she is.
We got to worry about us now. Don't worry about the Queen. She all right. She done 45. She gone.
That's
she's
the whole point.
She's in a better place, as I would say.
Me and think she thinks so. She'll be right. She would have preferred to be right up there. She would have preferred to be right up there wearing the crown and smiling at me. And make
maybe she's wearing a better crown where she's at.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I just see the one that she was
okay,
wearing
nobody
right now.
Nobody comes back to tell us, so we don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're waiting the ladies, Dawn and Debbie, to come in at in the next 2 minutes or so. So they're not
give them the music,
the
please.
So we can...
But for all those who missed me, I had a wonderful 7 weeks in London. Can't ask for better. And now I'm back in Istanbul. But we get better.
Oh, come on. With all this with all this show and everything that's coming up, how can you be bored?
Rain?
Yes. When
outside of a glad print on my garden, outside of that, it's boring.
You planting anything for the monkeys?
Yep, I did plant a whole bunch of seeds yesterday. So, we'll share it. Any monkeys?
Okay. Well, be standing by for Dawn and Debbie. And Tanner will introduce them when they come in about all the good humanitarian work that they've been doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda. Hoping to go globally one day.
Existing and start living, then it feels that away. Love's enough, hope is growing. Make a better world, make a better world. Heal the world, make it a better place for you.
Yes, good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Happy
Debbie.
Saturday. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you. Happy Saturday to you as well. Dawn and Debbie is here to tell us a little bit about their great humanitarian work as represented through the theme song that we play for them, Heal the World. And we're hoping that you would be listening to the sound of their voice and would offer every assistance that we can to them in this great endeavor. Dawn, Debbie, whichever you come on in.
This is Debbie Campbell, and Dawn is also on the line from Antigua and Barbuda Kids. We are a small organization in the diaspora that works to help all of and Barbudans, all that is in the Hurricane Paz, the Tropical Storm Paz right now. We are praying for them. We are praying for safety. We are praying that God covers them and that there is no damage, that they can persevere. Just on behalf of all of our members, we would like to thank them. This week, we were fortunate to get 200 book bags shipped down by Authentic Caribbean. Thank you to Mr. Andrew Sharp and his team that shipped 200 book bags down for us. And so we'll have book bags not only for Antigua, but for Barbuda also. We want to reach out to anyone who would like to help us with our food fair that is going to be held in November around our independence. We're having two activities in November. One is the food fair, and the food fair is free to anyone that goes down to the soup kitchen. We are partnering with the Church of Refuge Foundation, and we're also partnering with the Smile Foundation. And so anyone that would like to donate a dish or dishes to this event, we are celebrating our 41 years of independence, and so we would like to have at least 41 dishes. Last year, we hit close to 50. We had about 50 dishes that everyone could participate and get some food, and we were able to serve a lot of shut-ins after the event to deliver food, and we would like the same endeavor. I told the gentleman that run the soup kitchen this week, and one of the things that we are planning is to shut off the area down there and probably get some music, et cetera, and do it real nice for the people who come for a meal that day. And we're looking to serve about 300 people. So right now, Dawn and I are diligently pursuing hotels and other food organizations, restaurants that would like to donate a dish on that day. If anyone that's listening have a connection in Antigua that is able to do so, it's greatly appreciated. So once again, we want to thank you for all the time hearing our voices and listening. You can reach out to us. I'm Debbie Simon Campbell, 845-820-6598, or Debbie Campbell, NYC at AOL.com. That is DebbyCampbellNYC at AOL.com. You can send me a query, and I'll be I'm happy to answer any questions. If you would like to send a package directly down to Antigua, small package, it could be some notebooks, it could be some underwear, it could be some socks, whatever it is. No matter how small it is that you have that you would like to donate, we can give you the information that you ship it to Florida, and Florida will ship it on to Antigua to Pastor Wendell Pete's house's House of Refuge Ministry. Dawn?
Hi, guys. Good morning. It is so happy to be on here. I missed last week, so I do apologize for that. The towers were down in my area, and I live in between two of them, so I tried to call in, and that's when I figured out that something was wrong. And so I used my house phone to call to find out what was going on, because I was really anxious about getting on today to spread the news about us working on different events that we're going to do. If anyone is out there listening to us and they have questions, please feel free to call in any Saturday with questions that you have. I'm also looking at Facebook and seeing all the devastation that has happened in Guadeloupe. I saw all the flooding, the roads are all torn up, and I've seen cars that are also flooded out, also in the street, and I see people that are kind of looking around trying to see what's happening in their country. So please remember to pray for Guadeloupe, because they got very hit very hard by Fiona, and it's really sad that, you know, that happens to us, but we're in the chain of that type of weather. So right now, my prayers is for the people of Guadeloupe and any other country in the Caribbean, in the Eastern Caribbean, that will be affected by this. So with that being said, I just wanted you guys to know how much we appreciate you on the show and how much we look forward to speaking and being involved in our mission for Antigua and Barbuda. We have many missions on board, but we're not able to get them out all at one time. But do know that we're not giving up. do know that we care and love our sisters and brothers in both Antigua and Barbuda. And also like to say thank you to the ladies from Barbuda that are working with us, because they have an event that they're working on as well. And so I'm proud to be part of this group, Antiguans and Barbudans Care Team. And for everyone who has given to us, we do appreciate you. Just to let you know, as Debbie was saying, we're planning for November 1st and November 2nd, which would be in Barbuda. So therefore, we're definitely interested in making sure we get things to them. I want to thank Authentic Caribbean Foundation, Mr. Andrew Sharp, out of Boston. He is Jamaican. Not only has he sent a barrel with 200 book bags to us, but he's also furnished other Caribbean islands that are in need. I know that 500 backpacks went to Grenada, and I know that there's at least three other countries where he sent at least 200 backpacks because of a lot of work and organizations that got behind him to get this done. And so I'm encouraging other people, including organizations, groups of people that would like to participate. And if anyone would like to travel to Antigua to be there on the 1st or 2nd, let us know. We can find a place for you so that way we can have you come and do what we need to do. So you'll have to talk to us and let us know what you need help with. We can accommodate those needs by talking to other people. And for those in Antigua, do know that we are always going to be there to help out in any type of way. I'd also like to thank Pastor Wendell Pete of the House of Refugee in Antigua, and also Shanita Joseph from the Smile Foundation for the work that they continuously do, especially to help all people in need. And I'm very thankful for both of them, and also for Debbie, who has been the one that has really pushed us to go forward with a lot of our efforts to get things done. And so we work hand in hand to make sure that everything is done in our that we can get things done to Antigua. So my name, again, is Dawn Cochrane Curtin, area code 785-554-5628. That phone number will be available next week as they're fixing the issues that's happening around here. So you can also reach me on email, Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. And we will receive whatever your request is or whatever you'd like to do. I do know that we have someone that works with the radio station that is working with us in St. Croix to help us get some things home. And there is a lady that's currently assisting with getting things together to send down to Antigua from St. Croix on our behalf. So do know that we are always there to try and help in any kind of way we can. So I thank you guys for today. I thank God for bringing us through another day. And I also thank everybody that would love to be able to help out no matter what you have. It could be something small. Just reach out to us and we will guide you in whatever it is that you would like to do. So if you're in St. Croix and you would like to do something, please let us know. Call myself or Debbie. My number again is 785-554-5628. That will be available next week as I change my partners with another company. And so next week the phone should be available and running again. So right now I'm just speaking to you from my house phone. And so I would like you guys to also get in touch with Debbie if you have an immediate need. And just let her know what it is needed, especially if you're in another island and would be able to send something home or want to. So with that being said, Debbie, is there anything I have forgotten?
No, just prayers for all the islands right now. You guys have an awesome
yes.
day. Bye-bye.
Yes,
okay.
Thank
just
you guys
go,
so much.
Before you go, a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be too
yes.
early. November is a big month for Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes.
That's the independence month. Plus, it's Thanksgiving
yes.
month. For Antiguans and Barbuda
mm-hmm.
who are here in your area, whether sick or shopping, could you plan something for them here in your neck of the woods?
maybe a small meal or a small flower, $5 flower. Maybe give somebody who is in a shut-in in a home or something, coming from Antigua to here. Just an idea.
That sounds good. In my area, believe it or not, as far as Antiguans go, there's only two of us here. Can you believe that, guys?
Wow.
From Antigua itself, yes. But there's a lot of Jamaicans here. And also, I'm not sure about Debbie's area because I'm in the middle of the United States, Kansas and Missouri. So Debbie might be able to do that a lot better than I can. But okay.
Yeah, well, in my area, I just moved here 3 years ago, so I'm fully getting acclimated to the area. But if it was in Bronx or Brooklyn, yes, but not in the outer skirts.
Okay. Okay, just a thought.
But I can tell you what is already done. We do have a church that we go to who knows a lot about Antigua and Barbuda. I keep them abreast. We have the flag there in the church sometimes when we do different events. And so we do Thanksgiving, and we pray for people, and we do have shuttings, and we do assist those people. So that would be the best that I can do for now. But I like your idea very much, so thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, well, Colonel's going to give you all the best wishes now for the rest of the day and the week and the coming week. And we'll get you on out with Heal the World. Colonel, and home the lady.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for coming in and sharing your voice and letting us know of your efforts to try to resolve some of the destitution that we experience as a people. In the context of this world we live. I'm hoping that you have the strength to continue, and I know you do because you are inspired by your activism, and just welcome to allow us to share with you and help you to reach whatever objectives that you're trying to achieve. Until then,
thank you so
much. Have a great day, and we would see you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cardinal. We do appreciate you. I had the pleasure of speaking with you, and I do appreciate what you're doing as well, and I just wanted to thank you openly so that everybody knows. I kind of keep things, you know, not, you know, try to push it out there, but I just want to thank you, Cardinal. Your efforts that you're doing right now from St. Croix is very much appreciated. So we will be in touch, and we will make sure that we continue our work, and I appreciate you again. So just to let you know, Debbie, you're talking to Cardinal right there. Just so you know, that is the young man that is going to be doing a few things with us, and so now everybody knows. Thank you, Cardinal. Thank you, Ivor.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Peace for dying, if you care enough.
hammer. How about it? God save our gracious queen, home.
Yeah, the gracious queen.
Oh, no. How can we move from God save our gracious queen? It went away. God can't do me that now. You gotta save our gracious queen.
From what?
Well, I'm going to find out now because we're going to talk about that now in a minute. Because we're at the top of the hour, we've gone past into the last hour now.
Well, the gracious queen has expired. No more in connection with this side of things that we call life.
I thought
life.
It was just the queen died.
Huh?
I thought it was just the queen died.
You just thought the queen died?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the gracious one.
Oh, well,
and
that's what you
two
told
different persons?
That's what you told me.
The queen,
so.
but I'm trying to get the gracious queen.
Oh, you're trying to get? Is not the gracious queen died? There's another queen besides the gracious queen.
No, I thought it was just the queen died. I didn't realize it was the gracious queen.
According to Lynette, is the same one. And you don't get fooled long time. Somebody not fooling us now. And if you just know somebody fooling, if you just know somebody fooling you, you're late, man. So this has been followed by a. This death has been followed by a wide range of commentary and sentiments. While some people grieve and mourn, remembering fondly their gracious queen, and they celebrate her with gracious salutations, other people are not so impressed. Now, I want to know, where do people stand? Should the people who have been subjected to the rule of British colonialism mourn the death of the gracious queen? Iva said there might be some other queen who had died. I don't know. I let Iva and think. So, you know, you can tell us where you stand on that. Okay. Mahatma Gandhi, you remember him? Mahatma Mohandas Gandhi was jailed several times by the British in his own homeland of India for his political activism. But if we are close to the anniversary of the time that 90 years ago, while he was in prison, the British imprisoned him in 1932 or 30, I think. And while he was in prison on that stint, he began a hunger strike and decided that he wasn't going to eat anything, even if he died, to protest the caste system that the British had established and put in place in India. Now, that caste system survived. Now, caste system is similar to a class system. It's only that when you're stuck in a caste system, you can't move out of it. It was, you know, so the British established in India these political castes, and they put values on the people within the different castes that determine their right to social participation and benefit. The lowest caste was the group that was called the Untouchables. So if you speak to the people who grew up and know India, they would be, and you ask them about the Untouchables, they would give you some horror stories, really horror stories. Now, finally, right here in the neck of our woods, Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have lured some immigrants with promises of jobs, housing, and immigration relief, and using this as a ploy, gathered up a whole bunch of immigrants, put them on a bus, and shipped them off to Boston. In other words, in a way of saying, we don't want you in our state. So we're going to send you to those states that they say have sanctuary cities. Because we don't want you. Now, there's a question here about, because of the way it was done, whether these immigrants were taken against their will and transported to these different cities. Because if they were, this amounts to the crime, a felony of kidnapping committed by the governor of Florida and the governor of Texas. Now, are they going to be prosecuted? I don't know. I don't know if the Justice Department would even find the crime of kidnapping. But my thing is, the asportation, which is an element of the crime, moving one person from one place to another, that's one element. The other element is taking the person against their will. And so the crime of kidnapping would have been completed at that point. Now, are they going to be convicted and incarcerated like anybody else who commits a felony would be? And if not, how do we justify charging, prosecuting, and sentencing anybody else? Well, tell us what you want to talk about. We hear your voice. How can you not like the Queen when that is the UK national anthem? That is the whole anthem for the UK Cardinal. We just love. We used to sing the national anthem of the United Kingdom when we were growing up in school. You know that, Cardinal. Oh, Lynette, you know that too.
Even the cocks down in St. Croix like the anthem.
I shouldn't do that. Anyway. Before you and Lynette burst
the Queen was lovely. Colonel, the Queen is love. I see all these love pouring out for that lady, even in death. And people
in the line 24 hours waiting to go past, just walk around the casket.
A closed casket at that. Imagine that.
A closed casket covered up with a flag and people out there in the cold weather.
That is love. I always
just waiting and waiting to go around the casket.
A man's popularity is measured by the size of his funeral. The Queen was loved.
Puerto Rico on the hurricane watch now.
Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, we're praying for...
Hurricane, not tropical storm. Hurricane, because it has intensified.
So then all those...
should get up to a Category 1 shortly.
All those flights are going to be canceled now. It's coming out of Puerto Rico and the surrounding areas. Okay.
Well,
we just get in,
anyway.
We just get in thunderstorms and stuff like that, no?
Before you and Lynette burst
into just below
sound,
it's just below us, on us.
Before
okay.
you and Blo- well, Lynette, before you and Lynette, either before you and Lynette burst into song about your gracious Queen, let me just make a little commentary here on something that is about right about now, the anniversary of an event that I would prefer that people didn't forget. Right after.
Okay.
The 1963 March on Washington, which memorialized Martin Luther King's memorable I Have a Dream speech that took place on August 28th, 1963. 18 days later, a church in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, was bombed, called the 16th Street Baptist Church. Four little girls were killed. And their names are, let me see if I can recall their names.
Well, you sure you want
their names are Adime Collins, who was 14 years old, Cynthia Wesley, who was 14, Carol Robertson, who was 16, and Denny McNair, who was 11. And it wounded some 20-something other people. Now, from the get-go, people understood that there were four people, at least four people, who were involved in the bombing. And these were people who were members of the KKK. So it was always known that Robert Chambliss, Bobby Frank, Cherry, Herman Cash, and Thomas Blanton were the perpetrators. In fact, as early as 1964, the FBI had identified all four as the culprits. However, J. Edgar Hoover, FBI at that time, and a staunch opponent of the civil rights movement, withheld information that and frustrated and opposed the prosecution of these four men. The FBI all along knew and had the tapes of Blanton, one of the four, incriminating them in the bombing. The existence of these tapes, however, did not become public until 1997, when the FBI reopened the case. Chambliss, however, was convicted in 1977. Cash died in 1994, never having been charged. Blanton and Cherry were indicted in 2000. Some 38 years after the bombing. However, it was declared that Cherry was mentally incompetent to stand trial. Blanton was convicted in 2001, and so ends the saga of the murder of four black young ladies and the FBI's efforts to thwart the prosecution of the men who did it. Mind you, the FBI had operatives inside Cook Beehive, had information about the bombing. But its chief executive, Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, who is nationalized and who is a national symbol of good police work, thwarted the efforts to prosecute these men who murdered four little girls, injured others, and destroyed the property for people who were rising up from the ashes of U.S. racism to rebuild and reassert themselves. Now, to what extent does this kind of sabotage continues to happen to prevent black people from asserting their place within a social construct for which they consider themselves citizens? That's my thought for today. Let you think about it a bit.
Bring the spirit up. Yeah.
That's Mighty Sparrow, the man who has a song for all occasions. And the audible may not have been what we wanted, but a man in the bed talking about Prince Flip and the Gracious Queen. That's a song with humor in it. Okay, we have another conversation in back there. What's going on back there? Lynette!
Hello.
What you got to say? Sparrow is good or what?
Hello?
The Mighty Sparrow, is it good or what?
My Sparrow is good, but Mighty Sparrow has just started his life out, so... and got baptized and living for the Lord, so he's good.
Yep, Sparrow was sitting on a stool when he sang that song. He was in his 80s. Well, the other song originated a long time ago, but the version you just heard there was at a concert, I think his 85th birthday, something like that. And he sang that in classical form. So...
The first part of it, Ivor, though, wasn't coming through too clearly.
Oh, when he was speaking?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that wasn't coming through too clearly. Yeah. I was wondering what was that, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, because he's not professionally recorded. He was at a concert. So he needs to put it on, as we used to say back in the day, put it on wax. It was a live concert, so I guess... the guys who would have pushed that out on YouTube didn't do such a wonderful job, but you get the message.
But the original song that he did in 1981 or 82, you know, it's still there and still sound as good as ever. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe I have to pull that up. Marches at this time would have tell us we need a midway to the ending song is down at 11:30 there, so I knowing her. We gotta keep her whining or something. Marches, why are you doing? Tell us what's on your mind in the weekend, though. What's going on? You didn't tell us about your England trip. Well, I didn't hear it. Maybe I missed it. How was it over in London?
It was lovely. I had a fantastic time, as I said before. I had such a good 7-week vacation that now I'm back home. I'm a bit bored, but I'm okay. I get over it.
What do you mean by bored?
I mean, when I was in England, the only days I didn't go out is the days I didn't want to go out. So... there's always something to do and somewhere to go, so it's different here.
Well, you left and you came back to a new government. Tell us some of the happenings that's happening there with the new government. You didn't say congratulations to Mother B. She has been finally recognized on a national scale. But before you do that, Colonel will tell you about who is the best phonics teacher in all of the world. So hold your comment, Colonel. Let's hear something on Mother B.
Well, you know, when it comes to talking about Mother B, you know, those awards are somewhat late. And I know they used to say better late than never, but I for this one I'm on cling on to what Ivor says is better never late. Now. Mother B and Daddy B spent several years in education. And these are people, in spite of what they might have taught you, they believed, they had strong convictions that they could deliver an education to bring us all up out of the mire that we found ourselves in with respect to education. I'm going to tell you something that Ibi told me some years ago. He said, if you look in the corner of Charleston Secondary School, you would see a stone there that says, this stone was laid by Miss Helen Bridgewater. Miss Helen Bridgewater was the person, I understood, started secondary education in Nevis. But the majority of her students, the students who were selected for the school that Lynette went to, Convent, light skin, yeah.
Long hair,
class conscious people. So, you know, people like Daddy B and them who, though brilliant, couldn't get in. So, you know, I mean, that was a great piece of education for me. And as I was saying, these are people who believed education to bring people up. Education that would resurrect our consciousness from the grave in which our colonial experience had shoveled it. And they worked hard over the years to do that. They spent collectively, 80 years dedicated to a system of education that they believed would work for us. And to tell you the truth, when I look around, I don't see that education anymore. And therefore, I don't see that system of education that they were attempting to put together coming to maturity anymore. So their accolades coming in 2022 are rather late. Now, I'm not disappointed that they eventually came, but I'm saying they are rather late because there are people who have been calling for them, you know, for the longest time. Now, you don't want, in my experience, you don't want to see how easily Mother B handled what a class that we used to call then, nowadays they call it kindergarten. In those days, we used to call it junior standard. And you don't want her to see her, I mean, you would love to watch her handle 40-something, 50-something kids and pay attention to each one of them. Her basic approach was, first of all, you got to learn to read. So Mother B was the quintessential expert on phonics. So by the time you leave junior standard, if you could not look at any word, and call it, you must have fallen asleep in Mother B's class all of the time. And you wouldn't get away with that. Because at some point during the morning between 9 and 12, she gonna get to you as an individual and address your concern, why you couldn't form your letters right, why you couldn't sound the A, the O, the B, why you couldn't sound that correctly, why you were having problems putting the B and the R together. She would find that out about each one of us and correct it. As you say, nip it in the bud.
40 or more.
Every one of us who knew that called for her to be honored for the dedication she gave to the education of the youngsters, such as myself and others who are older than me or my age.
Yes, and we're talking about 40 or more students, but Lynette, hold your
at a time, again. At a time, yeah.
I'm going to say because Lynn is going to be very proud of Mother B being recognized. And here it is. For the Star of Merit, awarded for long and meritorious service or for loyal and devoted service to the nation. So I'll call a few names here so we can get it on record. Being recognized is Ellen Gray in Education, Culture, and Sports. Dennis Richards, Education, Arts, and Culture. Lorraine Brown, Education. Dr. Linton Carty, he's in Education. Sylvester Charles, Education, Music, Sports, and Volunteerism. Violet Jones, Marla Lord, Education. Axel Bass, Senior, Music and Security Service. Nathaniel Esdale, Education and Religion. Waylon Vaughn, Education. Shirley Kelly, Nursing and Education. Lorna Ava Henry, Culture and Art. Pastor Lincoln Connor, Nation Building and Youth Development. Elsie Teacher Elsie Mills, Education and Religion. Clement Junie Leibold of 106.5 FM over there, radio station in St. Kitts. He got his recognition for broadcasting. Lloyd Lazar, Education and Sports. Kenrick Georges, the late great Kenrick Georges, he's been recognized finally in depth. Arts and Music. We have Medal of Honor, has been awarded for outstanding and meritorious service to the nation. We have Mabel Morton, Community Service and Entrepreneurship. Clyde Richardson, Music and the Arts. James Mickey Fredericks, Performing Arts and Culture. Again, congratulations to Mother B in particular, the lady of my dream, the lady of my life, finally has been recognized. And if one person on Leaves I know who is really going cockapoot at this time is one Mr. Mervyn Hanley. We've had numerous conversations on this, different leaders in Nevis and St. Kitts, wondering when would Mother be recognized on the national scene. But Daddy B, he was recognized between 2006 and 13 when the NRP was in power, had a conversation with Mr. Joseph Parry, then the premier, and he had something else in store for him, but they got voted out of office. I don't know what else they had in mind, but in the conversation he told me, and I have something else for Daddy B. So I don't know what that is, but I'm happy that Mother has finally been recognized for her long, outstanding services to all of the students. If you were born anywhere between from the 40s, I would say, until when she would have finished, you came through the hands of Mother B in the St. James's Parish between Whitehall School and Cumbernauld School. Okay, I was hoping for a school to be named after her, but VON, Violet Nichols, that school was named after her. But then again, the Cumbernauld Methodist School, that's the one that she taught in, or the Whitehall School. So they still hope for that. But VON, that wasn't the school that she taught in. Lynette, we took away some of your thunder, but we just have to get that in, get it on record. We have another 15 minutes or so to go on this show. So tell us about the government since you've been back. You came back to a new government. I'm going to give them a thumbs up for this because Mother B is included, Junie Leibold is included, Lazar is included. And you can start with Lazar because when he was alive and well and kicking, he was ignored and left for dead. Maybe you can start with that. Don't know if Karen will know him, but the government.
I would just say congratulations to everybody, especially Mother B. And I know most, if not all, the people on there. I'll just say that I'm happy that those who are recognized and is still alive, that's good. At least they get the flowers while they're living. And that's how it's supposed to be. And I'm going to leave that there.
But before you leave that there, I have to come in with something. That seemed to be quite a long list. Is there anybody who they're going to find next year to recognize? This seems to be pretty long list, to be honest with you.
I'm sure
there
are
about 19 people. There are lots more people, of course.
I'm sure there are people
who have been given yeoman service all their life, of course.
Because
there's lots
more people. I'm sure you remember, going to the clinic or to the hospital
you know, for emergency thing. And those nurses who were there at the time, you were a little boy, you know, nurses like Nurse Ward, nurses like, well, she's dead now, Nurse Nisbet, you know, nurses like Nurse Brown, Lauren Brown up in Butler's, how they embraced you and made you feel very comfortable in what would have been a frightful situation, like when you went to the dentist and you saw those big needles and they would come in and rub your shoulder and tell you it's going to be all right, you know, and during the week when you got the bruise on your foot and you fell down and you broke your wrist and they would take first care of it, you know, they would get out of their house on a Sunday to take care of somebody who got stabbed with a battle or a nail or something like that. You could remember those nurses who were there while we were growing up and gave that extensive attention to us to make us feel comfortable in sometimes was what a stressful and traumatic situation.
Yes, well, like I said, I've seen many moons, and you spoke of Nurse Nisbet there. I knew her way back when she was Nurse Stanley. Much of Sandy's daughter is married to Evan Nisbet. I'm just trying to bring Lynette closer to it. That's Evan's mother, Nurse Nisbet, that kind of spoke about. Of course, those were the people who you see. The doctors used to come. Remember Dr. Cohen used to come to the countryside once a week? So when you see, who do you see? The nurses. You don't have no time for doctor. The doctor don't come around until maybe once a week and come to look after the elderly. So I'm happy that they are really recognizing folks that Lynette don't want to say anything about the government itself. She just say, I'm repeating what she said, she just recognizing the folks who has been recognized. But I have to give my hat to the government because over the years, it seems as if it
anyway, just a congratulations to the new government. They have a big, big, big job as you have the economy to stabilize and get back on track and move forward, get growing. And so that's a big feat they have to deal with.
Yeah, because when I look on the names, I know.
For me, personally, it doesn't matter who is running the country. I live the same way. And so I just, voila.
Okay, yeah, Colonel already alluded to that, the school you went and all that thing, and the school you taught in and stuff. He covered that. Don't worry.
No, I didn't cover that.
Oh, you didn't cover, you said people like Lynette, no. It doesn't matter who is in government.
I was talking about the school that Lynette went to. I wasn't talking about Lynette. So don't start trying to get Lynette on my case.
He's trying to stone and hide in hand. It doesn't matter. The government doesn't affect Lynette what it is. Her bread is buttered on both sides. She's born with a gold spoon in her mouth. Kind of live. You remember you sent me all that off here? Don't bother to just run away from it. But anyway, in the past, the government used to me, recognize politicians, and only politicians can be national heroes. Only politicians or some affiliation with politics that they recognize. But now, I need to see Livingston Sargent up there because I grew up in Nevis as a little boy and everybody wanted to be Livingston Sargent. So, you know, I think Livingston Sargent's name got to be up there someplace in this to be recognized because he paved the way for the Willets and the everybody because it was always Livingston Sargent, man. Then this fine Bantam who came afterward, this pretty batsman. And the Ed Artisans and the Howard Walters and stuff from a Nevis standpoint. Can the local Nevis Association do something for these guys to ignite something for the to be recognized on a national scale? Because Cardinal Man Ed Guna as a captain, we go up with Guna captain in Nevis when they were pushed out people like What a nervous guy there. He used to work in the hospital name there again.
Blackstone.
He was really nervous all the time. Blackstone, right?
Well, Harold Walters kept in Nevis a little while too. Remember him? Harold Walters.
Yeah, but I remember the first captain I remember of Nevis was Theodore Hobson. when we were small. Remember Taylor Hobson was keeping with some big old pads behind there when I thought Ruben, when he came back from England there, so I thought Ruben from Butler's or Lloyd Wallace, those guys, they don't, one of those two should have been done in the gloves because, you know, high prestige coming out of town, lawyer, he done the gloves. But I'm still saying these guys should be recognized somewhere along the line, and I'm going to root for Livingstone Sargent. Ask him. All right, well, 10 minutes to go. This time really fly when we're having some fun, so apparently we're having fun. So, Carlos, let me personally thank you for filling my little shoes. Now they're stretched out. When I put my foot in the shoes, they went in so easily. I said, man, Carlos, stretch out my shoes. Now I can't fit the shoes. I put some big feet in my little shoes. But nonetheless, Pete, I was not available to render my voice to the listeners out there. It was for a cause that I had to be away. I couldn't lend my voice here. Just like Lynette went all the way to UK and didn't lend her voice either. We took a sabbatical at the same time. Can you imagine that? You must have been in the same place.
That's not true. I came too many times. I was like five hours ahead.
Well, you didn't come to two times when I was not there. That's what I was told.
Anyway, in terms of the weather, we're getting really heavy rains now. I don't know if it's in line with us now, but I know it's below us, so rain is really heavy now.
Well, did you lose electricity or did you lose telephone service? Did you get some muddy water?
No. Well, just brown water. But outside of that, I still have water, and I still have electricity, and I still have cable, and I still have internet. So I'm grateful and thankful. And we thank the Lord for the reading too. So I'm not worried about that.
So yesterday should have been Heroes Day. What took place yesterday?
Everything was cancelled because of the storm that was coming.
Yes.
So they cancelled everything yesterday. Mm-hmm.
They cancelled it or postponed it. Are they going to still have it? They're going to have it later on? Or?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They didn't say.
Monday for Independence. What's the plans for Independence Day? I'm thinking it's on Monday. Holiday, I would imagine.
It's a holiday. I don't know if they're going to have the parade. They normally have the parade, the military parade. I don't know if they're going to have it. So.
And quickly, on the female end of it, the Honorable Marcel Leibman has been elevated to the Deputy Governor General, first female to do so.
Yes. Excellent. Congratulations to her being a woman. That's very good. First woman.
You think that's a stepping stone to becoming the Governor General? Because... Mr.
But that'd be nice. That'd be nice to have a woman as the Governor General and a woman as the Prime Minister too.
Woman as the Prime Minister. Who is next in line to be Prime Minister as a woman?
I don't know. We need to put a woman there and see if she make a difference.
Let's start with Nevis. What about the first Premier in Nevis to become a Premier? But Nevis have an election coming up, and four females that are running in that election. So can one of them become the Premier? So let's start there with Premier on Nevis before we get to
I don't have the problems. If a woman is running, I would love to see a woman at the helm to see what will happen. I've been through about five or six of them.
Yeah.
And all male.
Okay.
Same old. So maybe a woman might make a difference. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so that means you're happy that a female Prime Minister is over in England.
Oh, yeah. I'm always happy when women step up to the plate. That's really, really good.
Yes. Boy, strength
of a woman.
It sounds like it's a bias statement here, boy.
No, I am a strong woman and I like strong women.
Okay. That's it. You're like those that tend to dig up people I used to?
Oh, I didn't say like violent women. I say I like strong women. Get my words.
He missed the cue.
I love a strong woman. That's it.
Virtuous woman. Okay, I got you.
I'm glad that you made the distinction, Lynette.
Okay then.
Because you know, he usually misses the point. And when you see him misses the point, he's up to something.
It's not the entertainment show, whether it's for entertainment or for knowledge, but I just ask questions. Sometimes I report people tell me, and when the people are confronted, they say they didn't say. That's all I know.
People who ask questions with the answer embedded in the question should be strictly avoided.
The people, what should be avoided? The question or the person?
Both. Yeah.
Both.
Good handling. Good handling, Lynette.
All right, this
I congratulate you for that one.
It's after the morning entertainment show, and it's quickly coming to a close. But let me tell you what can happen tomorrow. 6 o'clock in the PM. You're going to have sports where the heavyweight comes in, and there's going to be lots to talk about. CPL is on cue, but most importantly, West Indies have selected their 2020 squad for the World Cup. Would they get past the elimination stage? Because here's where the champions have formed themselves, having to qualify to get on the big stage. There's some different, like David would have said this morning during the sport, that he's disagreeing with at least two names, Cottrell and Lewis. So the heavyweights, I'm sure they're going to touch on those, maybe those two names, as well as the whole team anyway. Maybe the coach or coaches, selectors, criminal selectors, and the like. So, Samuel, we're going to just go ahead and just wrap it up.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to be back on the Saturday morning entertainment show hour and sharing our thoughts, our fun with all our fans, friends, and supporters. I am going to be back here next week, if it so wills, and I hope you will be too. But until then, you have a great week. For now, we'll keep our eye on the storm, hoping that we will not be in the eye of the storm. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
All right. Let folks hear you, your voice on your way out. Whatever you wish.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed the show. There's nothing to do but listen to the show today because so much rain is coming. But we just want to remember the people in Guadeloupe. I've just got some more videos, and they seem to have really gotten a habit. And so we remember the people in Guadeloupe, and we remember the people who are in the path of the direction of that storm that's picking up speed and picking up strength. And we pray that the Lord will cover them as he has covered us. And we give thanks and praise and honor and glory.
All right. Well, Fiona, please go away. And we don't cause any more damage than you would have caused already. And with that, we want to thank two ladies, Don, Debbie, for coming through promptly at 10:45 as usual. David coming in with the sports. Cardinal, of course, bringing the birthdays, anniversary, and events that would have taken place in the state. Hitting his many fans. I tried to rope Lynette into calling names so I can get to really tell her she left out a name, but she did very well. She was warned by Cardinal not to call names. She said everybody and everything. She covered the track. Mertris, we would have heard her. She lent us a voice there. Leon corrected a mistake David made when he said Rafael Nadal would have retired from international tennis. That's Roger Federer. We're going to hear about that again tomorrow. So thanks, Leon, for bringing that to the fore. So we got that corrected. And for the listeners, I would have viewed Dennis coming in from South California. He listened in his PJs as usual, his pajamas. And Barbara would have said the prayers for us this morning, so we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again. So folks, here is where we're going to be ending the show this morning. And again, Cardinal, 2 weeks when I took a sabbatical, you held the show, held the reins. You had some difficulty not hearing the folks, not hearing you, but at least you stood the course and stood the test of time. These things do happen. Today we got it right. You were audible, you were clear, you were concise, and as usual, I thought we had a really good show. But folks, until we meet again next Saturday, if it's the will of Jah, we want to say make it a great weekend for those revelers who are going to revel at the Independence in St. Kitts, Independence Day on Monday. Be safe, be well. Hurricane, go away. We can deal with the storm. Brother B, congratulations again. With that, tune in tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. until 9 for the heavyweights on the cricket show. See you then. Ta-da!